We leave you this week with a love song. This is the slowed-down call of a male mouse who's just caught wind of a female. Biologists have long known about mouse music, but recently researchers at the University of Washington in St. Louis discovered that the tunes follow a pattern of repeating syllables, much like bird songs. The researchers think males use these songs to attract mates during courtship. If they're right, mice would join whales, bats, and humans as the only mammals known to serenade the objects of their desire. Doesn't exactly turn you on? Well, using a sophisticated digital decoding device, we've been able to fine-tune the frequency and discovered what the male mice were actually singing. We'll let the intelligent design folks figure that one out. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Chris Ballman, Eileen Balinski, and Susan Shepard, with help from Christopher Bollock, Kelly Cronin, James Kerwood, and Michelle Queter. Our interns are Brianna Asbury, Kevin Friedel, and Emily Torgrimson. Allison Dean composed our themes. You can find this at loe.org. Steve Kerwood returns next week. I'm Bruce Gellerman.
Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from NPR member stations, the Ford Foundation, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, and the Saunders Hotel Group of Boston's Lenox and Copley Square Hotels, serving you and the environment while helping preserve the past and protect the future. 800-225-7676.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.